are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on a Thursday morning, November the 3rd. Thursday morning, November the 3rd. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I believe we are. And you can join the chat room and just hop in there and say hello to everybody. You know, every morning I start out like this. I start out and I am just cheery, optimistic. The day is going to be great. And I just hope that everybody else has a great day like we do. And speaking of great days, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
And Bad Bob and I went out to Anselmo's, did a lot of filming yesterday, some stuff that we're working on. It was a great day. Beautiful day out there.
It was. It was about as nice a fall day as you could ask for.
There you go. So, speaking of fall days and just as nice as you could ask for, here's Linda.
The segues, Carl.
Hey, it's, you know, I can talk about a couple other things.
Well,
out there,
good morning to the chat pack and to all of you who are listening this morning on KCNR. We're so glad that you make us your choice of the morning. Currently 40 degrees here at the studios downtown on Market Street. Showers likely today with a high of 53. Chance of showers tonight with a low of 33. Partly sunny tomorrow. And, of course, Saturday we have a chance of showers. But Saturday we wanted to remind you that that is when we are having the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. Carl and I will be out there, and they've decided to make it a week early this year. And, just come on out because it really is a spectacular event, and that's going to be Saturday.
And they're
going to
have, like, the breakfast starts at 8:30. The pancake breakfast, and then the parade goes.
I know we've all been thinking about the Dow Jones and how it's been rising and falling and all those good things. But today what we have is the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 43.41 points on this day in 1982. So today is How Now Dow Jones Day. I love what they do this day in history. Again, that was in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. By today's standards, fluctuation of several hundred points is not common. Well, yes, it's becoming more common, and we'll hear that just a moment when we do our market a minute. But most of us are pretty happy to see any of the Dow Jones averages rise. So in 1897, Dow Jones and Company, a financial publishing firm, began to publish an average of the common stock prices of 12 industrial companies. It was simply a daily total of the prices of these stocks divided by 12. Over the years, the system of averaging has become a little more complicated, taking into account the distortion of averages caused by stock splitting, etc. But we'll find out more about that now as we go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 35 points at 11,871. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally as at 1,238, and the NASDAQ is down 6 at 2,633. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is down 8 cents at $6.64, and MGM Resorts International down a dollar at $10.39. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 1 cent at $3.41, and XO Group is down 12 cents at $8.90. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.06%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $26.40 at $17.56. Silver is up 49 cents at $34.44. And crude oil is up 70 cents at $93.21. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. One of the things we're going to talk about today is what's going on in Greece and the possible ramifications that has on our country and we, right here in the River City and the North State. But we have our Wells Fargo Minute, our market update at 7:08, 8:08, and 9:08 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get into, hey, we've got some people here in town that have been recognized nationally. And I can't, you know, I'm happy.
This is really exciting
stuff.
This
is exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about some good news here, right here in Reading, when it comes to building. We're going to talk about some things that are happening in our country, too, that we just need to discuss. And, again, we're going to talk about Greece and what impact that could have on us if their government switches out again.
We're going to take a break right now. KCNR 1460. Here I am.
On the road again, there I am, up on the stage, here I go, playing star again, there I go, turn the page.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:12 in the morning on November the 3rd, in close to the parade this weekend. Tomorrow we're going to have the United States Mounted Color Guard will be here. Not with their horses, I hope. It'll be a little crowded, but here we're going to be here. We're going to be talking that. We'll have a lot of things
here,
going on tomorrow morning.
Have group their group, because they're cute. Let's talk about these guys are cute. All
Marines
these cowboys.
Are cute. They're ruggedly handsome.
They're ruggedly handsome, and they come in, and they're just like, you know, they are darling puppies, can I tell you?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? This is... You don't do that. Don't go up there and grab his cheek like you did last time and go, oh, you're just so cute.
Can I
to the gunny.
Lap?
The gunny's got a couple of combat tours. They didn't know what to do.
It's so funny.
You did. They all were just great, you know, great examples of Marines. They've all got combat tours. This is their tour, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, of course. This is a 3-year tour for them. They're assigned to Barstow, California, which is probably a hardship tour if you've ever been to Barstow. It's got
I was
less,
there once. It was closed.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's got less amenities than Afghanistan. Anyway, they get assigned there, and then they travel throughout the United States as part of the Color Guard, and they represent the Marine Corps in a very, very well.
Anyway. Well, speaking about representing your city, the North State, and your high school very well, we are so excited that Enterprise High School, Dan Neese, it said it began with a simple short notice. He had a great announcement for the choir. They were voted top 10 high school choirs in the nation by parade. Now, I don't know if you've been, you know, I'm from the Sacramento area, the parade.
Parade
magazine. So, and that's just so fabulous. Enterprise Starship Show Choir placed 8th at the late April National Fame Championship in Indianapolis, but Parade Magazine released its list of top 12 show choirs Tuesday, asking readers to vote online for their favorite Enterprise Starship with its 8th place ranking in April's National Fame Championship competition. So they made the cut. So congratulations. We are so excited. I would love if they were going from place to place, come on in and just sing us some songs. We love that in here. You know,
Well, if we get a day or two, we can get the big microphone set up outside the studio so we can get everybody in there and sing like we did last time. Bad Bob did a great job on that.
I love that. I want to let you know that tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, I'll be here live at 6 p.m. And Lisa Collins is going to be bringing in some of the cast members from Annie. So we may get some music here tonight live on the air as well. Plus, I'm going to have the gals from the Women's Fund. If you've not heard about it, you want to be here. Judy Salters and the gang will be here talking about the Women's Fund and just all kinds of good stuff. I think we're going to start with our giveaway, and we'll make some announcements about what's coming up this November. Gosh, in a couple weeks, actually. So that's tonight at 6 p.m., and you'll hear some music, I'm sure. I hope we can get that or hear some of the tracks and listen to some of the cast members.
Okay, here's something else that's positive. That Joe Wong, who has a number of restaurants here in town, is opening up another restaurant. He's going to open up View 202.
Oh,
where
cool.
Rivers used to be, the Rivers restaurant, and his chef is Jason Arbusto. And Jason Arbusto has worked in restaurants in France, Monaco, and most recently Las Vegas. And he's got Marie Callender's, Logan's Roadhouse, Burger King, Applebee's, and this will be his first non-franchise restaurant. So it's going to be interesting. It's a beautiful view up there. And he expects to be employing 80 to 100 people.
Well, congratulations on that. There's somebody who really does a great job. I'm excited because, you know, for a chef to have worked those places in Europe and then live in Las Vegas, where some of the best chefs in the world have moved, they really did. You know, Las Vegas is like kind of the hubbub for chefs when they decide to leave Europe and leave different, and they make that their destination and they open up special restaurants. So for this guy to leave Las Vegas and come to Reading, I'm sure it's a visionary kind of situation for him where he's in control from
every aspect. Wong's got a great history, he's got a great talent for succeeding in these things. Now, okay, let's picture your everybody sitting down. Okay, let's open our minds up. Let's start envisioning who is your terrorist. What's your terrorist look like? What's your terrorist look like? What's been your picture of your terrorist for the last decade? Middle Eastern, bearded, wild-eyed, a fanatic, somebody who sits there and plans, hates people, hates Americans, hates what we stand for. This is your terrorist. This is the way you picture them, right? Well, not in Georgia. It seems like they arrested four senior citizens that were planning a terrorist act. Now, the question is, was it true? Were they really planning a terrorist act? Or were these just a bunch of old fogies sitting around in a restaurant? Because that's where they had their meetings, at the Waffle House. And they, I'm not kidding you.
One of several thousands throughout the South.
It's in a violent underground novel called Absolved. Right-wing militia members upset about gun control make war against the U.S. government. Okay, this week, the federal prosecutors have accused four elderly Georgia men from plotting to use the book. They allegedly boasted of a bucket list of government officials who needed to be taken out. Talked about scattering ricin from a plane or a car speeding down a highway past major U.S. cities, and scouted IRS and ATF offices, with one man saying we'd have to blow the whole building, like Timothy McVeigh. They've had him under surveillance for at least 7 months, which is probably a good idea. At that age, they may not be around the next 7 months. They infiltrated their meetings at a Waffle House, homes, and other places before finally arresting them. 73, 67, 65, and 68 appeared in federal court without entering a plea. Most of them couldn't hear what the judge was saying. They had to cup their hands over their ears. Now, this does not make them less dangerous, though. But, you know, they just don't kind of fit that. You know, if the next thing would have been that one of them brought their mother with them, who was also involved in the plot. No, that didn't happen. Okay, so to tear just, you know, but here's the thing on this one. I mean, are these just old? You know, these guys are retired. First of all, I don't think 68 is that old. Personally, since I've gotten into the 60s, I don't think 68's that. And I know a lot of people in their 60s are very virile and all this. However, when you think about this, is this truly a plot? I'd like to just know what the background is on these guys. Are these guys that, sit around like at a restaurant and they start talking, well, you know what, they're confiscating, and think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to do something like this? You know, I mean, gosh, we need to fight back, you know, and they talk about it and they get together and they drive around in the car and they talk about it. But it's just talk. But then again, we're picking up other people that are just, you know, that are from the Middle East and all this, that are doing that. They're talking about it. And, of course, in some cases, they've, you know, actually gone out and bought stuff. But they, I understand is that they've actually were trying to break Ryerson. You know about Ryerson, don't you? They're a bad boy.
Ryerson, yeah. Kind
of nasty. And it comes out of castor beans.
Yep.
So they're trying to extract some ricin from that. I don't know how hard it is to extract ricin from castor beans. I don't know if it, you know, if it's like it takes a, you know, a centrifuge, or if it just, you just have to like soak it and then dry it or what. But, you know, maybe we're not going to come on and say how easy it is. But okay, but that's our latest group of terrorists from age 73 to 68. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, come back and talk about some more. And we got other news that's good.
And Sun Gold, I'm looking forward to daylight savings changing or ending too.
Yeah, good morning, by the way, chat group. I see Sharon.
Sure,
yeah, you guys, you know, it was a little scary this morning. I started out, I was here by myself.
Well,
and then,
you know,
now here they come. They're rolling
it's
in.
Thursday. It's Thursday. I always think Thursday is the hump day.
The hump day?
Yeah, the hump day before, you know, the Thursday is kind of the collecting of what happened in the week before you get ready for the weekend. And just thinking about all the things you got to do. Well, got to run here, KCNR 1460.
We've got to hump our way to the break.
Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
North State Living. It's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally, the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back.
Working for the weekend.
Huh?
Working for the weekend.
Working for the week, yeah. 7:25 in the morning, November the 3rd here. Gosh, great day. Linda and Carl Bott, 605-4567. Give us a call. A lot of people on the chat room now, but let's go to Jay. Jay, good morning.
No, good morning, everybody.
How's it going? Hey, how was Halloween?
Did you get a lot of weird people in the back of your cab?
No more than normal.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know, my favorite one is they say, hey, do you have room in the back here for a pizza and a six-pack of beer? And you go, yeah, and they throw up. Does that happen?
We have a $40 charge, which gives them a reason to stick their head out the window.
Ugh.
Very good.
All right. Would you...
The reason I was calling was I was laughing at the senior citizen terrorists, and what I thought was interesting is what would that shopping list look like in state's evidence, like 10 pounds of castor beans, 5 Metamucils, and a pack of Depends, because Rob's been a little bit unsteady lately. I mean, come on, man.
Well, those
guys talk crap, okay? Until they actually commit a crime, let's just move on, all right?
Well, you know what? You know, is the crime talking about it? Because I'm not, you know what? This is something really we ought to take a look at, because if the crime is talking about it, I think a lot of people are going to be in trouble. But is it because they drove by and because it could be considered they were doing surveillance of these buildings, and then they got castor beans to see if they could get ricin out of it? I mean, you know what? These could all be the grandparents of the Occupy Wall Street protesters right now that just, they started them on this road. But go on.
You look at somebody who's 68 in honorary, they were probably 22 in honorary at one time as well, you know?
They said that the old terrorists said terrorist groups, they said from Homeland Security, which is on news last night, the old terrorists said terrorist groups in USA had grown from under 100 to over 785 groups currently being monitored.
Are pretty bad, I know.
Hey, Chat Pack, you better watch out. You may be part of that 785, you know.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. You know, reading the comments here, it just says, hey, don't mess with an old person. They're cranky. They're just going to shoot at you. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
They also said the things in here from Homeland Security said these guys were serious. Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. They had built 2 major impact bombs. These are the guys down in Georgia. Is that what you're saying in there on the chat room? I'll take a look at it.
That's what the authorities claim.
That's what they, what's an impact bomb? Is that like a, is that something
you
throw?
Well, you should know.
Well, I know, but we used to make impact bombs. I don't know if they're making impact bombs like we make them.
You know, it's really funny because we were talking about,
you can use an impact bomb. You got like a .22 shell and throw it. Okay.
I was talking about the impact of what happens, like, for instance, in Connecticut and the East Coast and what's happening with these storms.
Oh, these people.
There were watching snippets. Of course, we get up early in the morning and we turn on and we flip through all the, the different channels. And, to hear people who without power for 4 days in the news, and they are absolutely falling apart at the seams. So we were saying, you have your go bag, and then you take your go bag, and then you grab from your go bag, and you kind of separate stuff that's supposed to be in your go bag, and the next thing you know, your go bag is in 20 rooms.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Your go bag's gone.
So we were like, okay, my parents, what do they want to get us for Christmas? We want to get you something. Well, then, rather than getting us a dish, we've decided that if you really want to get us something, we're going to ask them for a water purifier.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's fabulous.
Well, what's really shown here is back in the East Coast, they've had a number of people killed because of carbon monoxide poisoning. They don't have electricity for heat, so they're doing things like bringing generators in. And, the old charcoal thing again, where people are, they burn charcoal because it warms up the room, but it sucks out the air. Now, your go bag, if we got hit here, so we had no electricity for 4 days, do you have a way of cooking your food? Do you have a way of staying warm in your house? And that could be, the extra clothing. That could be space blankets. That could be an oil heater, something like that, which are not expensive to have. And they will probably they run on electricity, though. Is that right, Bad Bob? The oil heaters? Okay, forget that. But there are other ways of heating your house with propane. And that, just a thought. But having, have candles, have flashlights, have ways of being able to see your way around, being able to purify water, that. And are you ready for something like that? Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Now.
From the Fox Business Network, surprising news out of Europe boosting stocks today, though off their highs after the ISM services number came in below expectations here in the U.S. The European Central Bank cutting interest rates and a Greek vote on its bailout and Eurozone membership have come into question this morning. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points. Prime Minister George Papandreou of Greece saying he will not be offering his resignation. According to Greek state TV, Papandreou made the statement during an emergency cabinet meeting. Earlier reports said he would resign today ahead of tomorrow's critical confidence vote. Papandreou has come under fire over his controversial plans to hold a referendum on its Eurozone membership. Back in the U.S., fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week. 397,000 people filed for first-time benefits. This followed yesterday's ADP report showing the pace of hiring is still below what's needed to reduce the unemployment rate. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is. Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
It's a big event, Mike.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with one in four adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes each year than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning on November the 3rd. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. beware there, chat group. You could be part of that 785 groups that are being monitored. Indie guy. Anyway, the this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, 42 degrees. This is the time to stop by there and get that hot coffee or cocoa or anything you can possibly want from Espresso Joe. Get all the, yeah.
Like before we go back down to Thanksgiving, we'll probably go in there and buy some cigars and get some coffee, you know, both the decaf and regular, and they'll have a special that we'll hear about probably tomorrow, what's going to be their special Thanksgiving coffee.
That's
and
right.
It's always you can buy the beans, so it's always nice to bring that as a hostess gifts, and during the Christmas holidays they've got every kind of, you know, coffee maker, and they'll show you how to make it, which is really nice, how to use it. That's really great. And of course, let's not forget the community room, that just for a small donation, you can use the community room. And that's the beautiful thing about this community. I think that is where, we haven't set the date yet, but when we end up doing our debate, we will probably do that over at Tobacco and Brew, because it's a really nice community forum for all of us to meet. And we'll be making that announcement sometime, I'm sure, by early next week, when we can get all parties to agree on a time.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Trudy Pratt, who has a show on our station here.
Yay,
on Saturdays, Positively Healthy, has got an article in the Record Searchlight about helping your man if he's going through andropause. It's a scary thing. Andropause means you're kind of like losing testosterone, and so you're losing your zest and vitality in life. And she's got a great article on it. And ladies,
yes,
if you think your gent may be suffering from a little bit of this as he's getting older, something to talk about.
Well, interesting, in this article, she mentions the fact most men will not admit to that. So it's usually a mother, a friend, or a wife that will bring in their man. And she begins in the article, which you really must read. It's really great information, that you can start with food and how they can get some of what they need in the food. Just changing up the diet. And anyway, so there's some really, if you were to take three things, you could take three things from this article today that could really start on a path of, putting that, whatever's missing, that natural chemical back into your man's body.
Okay. Hey, it looks like with U.S. Census now is that poor in the U.S. hits a record of 1 in 15 people, and they're talking about how for a recession, are supposed to be temporary. When it's over, everything returns where it was before. But the worry now is that the downturns are going to end, which will end eventually, will have a long lasting effects on families who lose jobs because the worst off can't recover. One of the things is when you talk about this is, yeah, we are having problems, and for the last 3 years, we've had a government that continues to spend and throw money and throw money and throw money at things, and yet there's no changes. You know, when President Obama came in, he said he wanted to change things. You know, Wall Street, let's change Wall Street. You know, all these people, look where they got us into it. Well, what's changed? The money went into Wall Street, went into these huge corporations. And now the end result of that is occupy Wall Street, occupy Oakland, occupy Reading. And all these, what changes have been made in that? You know, I'm not getting into the class warfare. Forget that. I will not subscribe to that. But what I will say is, where are those changes that happened? Where was all of those billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that went there? Why are there people thrown out of their homes? Why are people thrown out of homes that have jobs that can make payments but not make that new payment because of the adjustable rates that the banks, of course, gave them? Oh, hey, this is great. You can afford this. You can afford this. Well, why is this still going on? Why are the poor getting worse? And then, of course, you know, again, I'm not subscribing to this class warfare, but what I am subscribing to is that what he's done or what he has said or what he hasn't done at the highest level has done no good. It could have been worse. How? How can it be worse? Our deficit is a joke. We are losing prestige and throughout the world. Our military is decimated because of 10 years of war that he said he was going to change and he didn't. The, right now, under this new plan, they have the chance that, that the military can just literally be changed to the point where they can't do their missions with more cuts, where is it going to end? Let's go to the phones. Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. You're on the air.
Are you there?
Yeah,
yes,
you're
here.
On the air.
Welcome.
You're
good
on
morning.
The air. Good morning.
Sorry. Hey, you know, the one thing I see, and, you know, in the field I work in, they're asking us to help individuals that are hurting right now financially because they're out of jobs. They want us to start promoting the food stamp. My big concern is more and more I see what they're spending their money on. They're spending the money not on to get jobs, but they're spending them on the social programs to help keep people dependent upon these kind of things. Even once the recession's over with, as you said, Carl, there's going to be individuals that are not going to be able to recover. And we're talking, I'm seeing families that have been together for years that are completely disintegrating because of all of this. And it's heartbreaking because I get personal relationships with these people and they're just completely, they don't know what to do. It just saddens me to see this happening to our country and to see this moral decay forced upon families. And so, as I said before, what's happening is my belief is they're creating a dependency, a social dependency. So all the money we think is going into a stimulus package to create jobs is actually going into things like food stamps and other programs to keep people dependent upon it.
I think that you're right in a lot of this, Brian. I think that we have, if we had spent that money in actually making jobs happen and not propping up failures of, you know, too big to fail. No, I don't think so. You know, GM, how many millions of dollars went into GM? They were not going to go out of business. They could have declared bankruptcy, redone all their contracts. They would have still been in business. But yet we seem to think is that if we keep giving people enough money or enough food stamps or SSI, that it's going to fix the problem. And it's not. Look at Europe. Look what Europe's going through right now. They cannot sustain it, and without that sustaining of it, and they say, hey, we're going to have to cut back on all this. What do they have? Nationwide riots. So you're absolutely right.
They're breaking the will of the people. They're destroying the self-esteem of this country to the point that people just will not have the motivation to do it. You're looking at drugs and alcohol becoming another thing that is embedding themselves into the family structure, which is another wall that you've got to break down just to get to these people. I mean, you're looking at good people that had good jobs that are turning into, it just kills me.
Well,
it just breaks my heart to see this because I work with these children and I see what's happening and how it affects the children too. And it just breaks my heart.
Well, Brian,
I know that we need a good people in there that are going to change us because this serves no purpose to control people this way. And all it's going to do is it destroys our security. It destroys everything. Somebody's going to take advantage of us out there. And it's going to happen soon if we don't watch out.
Well, they already are. Hey, great phone call, Brian. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we got to take a break here. And what Brian said is what I think many people feel is that if we don't stand up, if we don't start taking care of ourselves, if we don't make a stand and say, you know, enough, we need to have the jobs. We need to do that. Jobs would solve almost every problem we have here in this country.
So the question would be, as we come on the other end, is that would occupy all these different Wall Street, Occupy Reading, Occupy Oakland, the riotous everywhere rioting? Is that what this is all about?
And we'll talk about that when we get back.
This is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
That magical time of year is approaching once again, when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. How are you doing this morning on this Thursday, November 3rd, 7:47 in the morning? Do you know what? If you're just flipping your covers back, lucky you. Sliding out with those feet on the floor. 45 degrees right now, and that is what it is reading here in the downtown studios of KCNR, right on Market Street. So when you drive by, don't honk, because we've had the front door open just to get some air in here. Likely showers today, with our temperature getting to be around 53. Tonight we have about a 40% chance of showers, and that's around 33 degrees. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This weekend, Candace Lavolsi, our fabulous North State jewel of a harpist, will be out there from 6 to 9 doing the music in the wine room. And give a call, 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for reservations. I remember last year when she was playing and it was raining, and it was just that romantic night. It was raining out, a harp was playing, wonderful food. So anyway, I think that's what you're going to experience there Saturday night if you place a call and get out there.
Occupy, the Occupy group that you were talking about, Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Redding, Occupy Sacramento, and Occupy Oakland. Last night in Oakland, the police tried to move the protesters back, and it resulted in arrest and gas being thrown, tear gas being thrown. A number of people being arrested as they pushed them back into the area that they said they could be in. But Occupy Sacramento now, they vow to flood the courts with trials. Pretty soon it's going to be Occupy Sacramento courtrooms. The dozens of the protesters that were taken into custody at the Cesar Chavez Plaza for late night demonstrations are going to demand jury trials instead of paying fines. I'm definitely not going to plead guilty or no contest, said Karen Burnell, a temporarily unemployed union organizer. What is a temporarily unemployed union organizer? And the other thing, too, is in Oakland that the unions have been given permission to use vacation time and paid time to go out there and march against march against City Hall and march against the government. So we're paying them to march against the government that pays them and gives them a stipend and a retirement that beats most of everybody else in California, the people that pay into it. So I guess Oakland is saying, okay, look, you can take this day off. We'll pay you. And if you get injured during the protest also, if something happens, you fall down, you break your leg, we're going to take care of you medically too. I find this just amusing. I mean, really, really amusing. We'll pay you so you can protest against us, but then you are and then you got to come back to work, and we'll pay you. Okay, come back in time for payday, but in between, protest on your with your vacation time or your paid leave time. Hey, let's go to the phones here, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Chris?
What's happening? I was just calling in. You know, I want everybody to come out to the Veterans Parade out there Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in city of Shasta Lake. But I want to let people know that. I realize it might be cold and it might be rainy, but the men that were out on the battlefield and that are still out on the battlefield, you know, when it gets cold, they don't just say, you know what, I'm cold, I'm going to go back to camp. I said, they're still fighting for our freedom. So why don't we all come out there as civilians and all that stuff and support them and honor them for fighting for our freedom? I think it's really important that we show up.
I think that it is true. I think that this is the largest parade we have.
It's a wonderful parade.
It's a wonderful parade. We've been there for 4 years since we've been up here. And
Chris, are you singing?
I am going to be singing. I'll be singing just about a half hour before, and then I'll sing back to basics during the start of the parade at 10. But it's not about that. You know, like I said, it's more or less, I just want everybody to know, you know, we're not dodging bullets out there and freezing out there. I said, if you can come out, grab your umbrella. Grab a warm jacket. Bring your kids. Come on, let's honor guys like Carl and everybody out there. And you got the Marine Corps color guard that's going to be on horses, and they are spectacular. And you guys got to come out and just see what our country is about. See why we're free.
Okay, yeah, Chris, and we've been talking about that, and we will hit it up again. In fact, we have the color guard on tomorrow morning.
That's true.
Well, you guys have a beautiful day, and thank you very much. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Chris McCandle. It's always wonderful to hear you sing and do your. I'm such a patriot. You know what? We got to take a break, and you know when he talks about that we are free. You know, in the big picture of things, yes, occupy this, occupy that, and boy,
that's
happening.
Part of freedom.
It's part of freedom to be able to stand up and say I'm not going to take this anymore. So how are you doing that? You know, I'd be curious, how are you doing that? Besides, you know, weighing in on the chat room, we love that. But what are you doing really to, are you making a stand? We'd love to hear from you. 605-4567 is the hotline. Engage with us. Free Fire Radio, we'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solius, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with What's Selling.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We are here this morning, 45 degrees. Downtown, where are you? 756. It is the 3rd of November here on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Thank you, Chad Packers. What's going on?
Well, you know, they've got everybody's talking about the different about the national alert systems on the radio. How Michael Savage is all excited about it. He says that hey, this they're going to take control of the airwaves for 3 minutes, which is just a harbinger of things that's going to come, and they can control all of the airwaves if they want. Is that true, Bob?
The only way that the government could quote seize control irrevocably, it would be to post soldiers at every broadcast outlet there is. Yes, there is a system that we are required by law to have in place that in the event of an emergency overrides our signal. There's a wire going in and into the box and a wire coming out of the box. And there's a human factor. Okay? End of discussion.
So what you're saying is if they tried to take everybody off the air, the only thing we had to do was turn off our machine here and we'd still be broadcasting.
We'd be violating several laws, but yes.
But no, I mean, often you hear this, you know, this weird sound in the background. It's because there's a test of the emergency broadcast system. But we can just turn it off. I can sit here right here and turn it off and you never hear it again.
Yeah. The human factor applies, so unless they want to post troops.
If that makes you feel better, that's the least of our difficulties. Yeah, don't cut the red wire. Hey, you know what? The last thing here before we get into our next segment with the Bob Dunlap, and we're talking veterans and veterans issues, is you know two things real quick. The Greece is getting ready. Their economy, of course, is teetering. Their government is teetering. They asked for a vote of confidence, which they didn't get. They are talking about dropping out of the Eurozone, which means their bailout won't happen. There's a lot of things going over in Greece that could have an impact. If that bailout doesn't work for them, there's banks throughout the world they're going to start shivering because they've got a lot of money invested in this. The other thing is Herman Cain. He's been accused, again, a third person has come forward with these about a sexual harassment complaint. Says she did not file a complaint, that she thought about it, but she decided not to. I'm starting to find these interesting, is that all these sexual harassment complaints that are coming on. You have Herman Cain, Judge Clarence Thomas, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, all these sexual harassment
Accusations.
And the thing about it is you know, it's like, what is this? If, you know, it appears that if you are a, you know, a powerful black politician or somebody that's in politics, that you're going to be accused of this thing. Why is that? I mean, is there something, you know, what is there some kind of nefarious purpose here? And I'm not talking about Kane. I'm just talking about all of them. It's that, why do these all of a sudden come out? You know, Clinton was proven to have it, and nothing was ever happened with him. But here they're just trying to destroy other people's reputations. Carl and the Bot.
You're listening to KCNR. Shouts to Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How to solve Europe's financial crisis, a big topic at the G20 summit in France.
This is going to be a very busy 2 days.
And as President Obama and other world leaders meet, Greece may be scrapping a controversial bailout vote. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yes, the Associated Press quoting officials close to the Prime Minister saying his proposed referendum is now scrapped because Greece's opposition say they will support the bailouts and cost-cutting currently underway. Prime Minister George Papandreou heading that as great news. Some are calling for his ouster. There is a confidence vote planned in Greece's parliament tomorrow. Papandreou says elections right now would risk bankruptcy, and dropping the euro is not an option. Dave?
Alistair, on Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow up nearly 100 points. The House is demanding more answers from the White House, investigating a big government loan to a failed energy company. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The House Energy and Commerce panel voting to take an unusual step, subpoena the White House for all documents and emails surrounding the decision to give a taxpayer-backed loan to Solyndra.
This is a serious investigation. $500 million of taxpayers' money appears to be lost.
A Florida Republican Cliff Stearns leading the subpoena effort, opposed by every Democrat on the committee.
You have had a concerted effort to destroy the renewable energy program.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey calling the subpoena premature. The White House delivered thousands of pages of Solyndra documents to Capitol Hill yesterday. Dave?
Jared, protesters threw Molotov cocktails, police shot tear gas, fighting in Oakland today after thousands marched and shut down the city's ports.
Things got a little violent a little later around midnight. That's when a group of these protesters, a small group, broke off and occupied a building. 10 minutes later, police moved in on the protesters.
Craig Deborah with Fox TV affiliate KTVU. Three young kids are dead, ages 1 to 4, when their house burned down in southern Alabama last night. It's believed they were left home alone. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Michael Jackson's doctor claims he did not kill the singer. Prosecutors claim otherwise, and closing arguments will soon begin. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live at the L.A. courts.
The jury will get specific instructions from the judge regarding the decision before them. He'll tell them that criminal negligence involves more than ordinary carelessness, inattention, or mistaken judgment. In order to get a guilty verdict, the prosecution has to prove that Dr. Conrad Murray is responsible for Michael Jackson's death. The defense claims Jackson gave himself the fatal dose. Dave?
Sabrina, in Cuba, there is a reform as part of a series of free market changes under the government of Raul Castro. It is going to allow real estate to be bought and sold for the first time since the early days of the revolution. It's another frustrating day inside dark and chilly homes across the Northeast, still powerless. 5 days after being hit by a snowstorm that took down a lot of trees and power lines.
We got to get 450,000 or 432,000 people back on power, and I'm squarely focused on getting that power on.
That's Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy. It was posted on YouTube, went viral, and now police in Texas are investigating. investigating. The video is harsh. But a man is clearly beating a girl with a belt, apparently for downloading something onto the computer after he told her not to.
Computer. I told you I didn't even want one of the...
Mom doesn't stop it.
Take it! Like a grown woman!
The dad is Arkansas, Texas County Judge William Adams, who admits that's him in the video. He tells a TV station he did nothing wrong and won't get in trouble, but police are now investigating. Daughter Hillary is now 23. She secretly taped the attack in 2004. The beating is 8 minutes long. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Ahead of the big report on the job market and unemployment for the month of October, we got weekly jobless claims falling slightly to 397,000 last week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:05, November the 3rd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Good morning again, chat back, Coach Bob Angel, Sun Gold. I saw one in there, Glory, coming in. This hour we're going to have, and we're going to get a couple of things we're doing, but Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office is here, and we're going to be talking to him. We also want to talk about, you know, we're talking about some things that are in the good news side of it, because so many times you don't see it. And that's the building. The building permits have gone up in the city, in the county. This October is a high for the year. And one, because we talked about the restaurant we talked about, one new and one remodeled. The new one, of course, is Famous Dave's Legendary Pit Barbecue. That's also opening. So that increase came the same month the Redding City Council voted to suspend impact fees for home builders. And that suspension cut $12,000 in fees. That's good. The city issued 125 permits for buildings worth $3.4 million last month, the highest dollar amount since January. So, good. Things are happening. This is, we've been talking about it, that, you know, the secret to recovery is jobs. If we have jobs, if we can build jobs, if we can produce jobs, and it's the private sector that's going to do it, it's not the government. The government's not going to do it. The only thing the government's going to do is spend money. They don't produce anything except devalued money. And in programs that we end up paying our taxes on. So we need to make jobs. We need to have that entrepreneurship. And we've been talking to a lot of people that are doing that are pushing for that. So we're happy about that. But it doesn't mean is that we still, during this Great Recession, that we can't help people. And Bob Dunlap's here. And Bob, you see so many things that happen, you know, in our county.
I do. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you? Always good to be here. Thanks for having me on. And we do see a lot of support for our veterans, especially in the community. And I realize you're right that the government support does not build wealth. It does not allow people to prosper, but it does give them, especially our veterans, it gives them a hand up out of the trenches they may be in. And allows them to put food on the table and pay the rent, and then when the jobs do come back, they're in line to get those type of jobs and get self-sufficient again.
Well, I look at it too is that when people have served in the military, you know, they retired, medically retired, or fully retired, or they just spent 4 years in, is that it's part of a contract they made with America.
Our guest this morning is Bob Dunlap. We're going to be talking about some great things that happened with the stand down. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about other events that are going on, some good news, you know, some things that were in interim. But first, our morning segment with Wells Fargo and our advisor, Kathleen Lathrop Cummings. What's going on in the market now?
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 100 points at 11,936. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1,245. And the NASDAQ is positive 18 points at 2658. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is down 3 cents at $6.69, and Enduro Royalty Trust down 69 cents at $21.31. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 10 cents at $14.33, and North Valley Bank is down 17 cents at $10 even. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices today, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.04%. And in the commodity markets, gold is trading positive $35.40 at $17.65. Silver is up 48 cents at $34.43. And crude oil is up $1.23 at $93.74. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Waitrip Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have the market minute at 708-808-908 in the morning and again in the afternoons to find out what's going on in Wall Street. We're going to take a quick break here. We come back. Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who will be here talking about a number of things that are happening with our veterans. It's been a while since we had this update, and there's a lot of things going on this month, of course, with Veterans Day right around the corner. This is Carl Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 12 in the morning on November the 3rd. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room. And our Glory, Glory is talking about the city council and me running, and he says, Carl can bust open the city council door on meeting night and yell, say hello to my little friend. I hope he's talking about a M16. Anyway, I'm just kidding about that.
Uh-oh, that's like those guys that, you know, had their hands over their ears, the older guys that had the coffee chat pack.
Yeah, there you go.
No,
hey, watch out, chat pack. You may be monitored at this point. Okay, sorry.
Napolitano listening.
Everybody listens. That's why we stream. She's probably got it on in her office right now, and they're all sitting around taking notes. Bob Dunlap. Yeah, let's get your name out there, Bob. Shasta County Veterans Service Office. What exactly does that office do for people that may not know?
Yeah, really, we have three main thrusts for our veterans and our veterans' dependents and the surviving spouses of veterans. And the three main thrusts really is getting information out about their benefits, and we do that through our office visits. We also do an outreach mission, which is our second, and then we do assistance with actually submitting claims with the VA. And those claims can include everything from a compensation, say a soldier, sailor, airman, marine was injured, wounded in while they were in military service, and there is some compensation for that injury or disability down the road, and we can help them with that claim. On the pension side of it, some of our veterans who served during a time of war, over age 65 or completely disabled, there is some financial help for those folks. And it's just a way that the country shows they're honoring that service by giving them a hand up out of the trenches and helping them to fulfill their dreams of a successful life. But, you know, it's not a lot of money. We're talking just enough to be able to meet the national poverty threshold, but still there's some assistance there. We help them with that type of pension benefit. We also point them in the direction for their education benefits, for their final resting place benefits, for for housing benefits. We have the contacts. There was a gal that came to me yesterday and said, my father is in a hospital bed in a rest home in Fall River Mills. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we got this bed from somebody. I can't remember who it was, but we got this call that said, you need to give us that bed back or let us know when he passes away so that we can get our bed back. These are very expensive beds. And so she came to me not knowing how to identify the owner of this bed. I took about 20 minutes of phone calls, but I had the contacts. I knew who to start with, and eventually we ended up with, it was a VA out of Sacramento that provided that bed. She couldn't believe that we were able to accomplish that for her.
Wow.
Hugs and thanks from her, and she just was just very, very happy that we were there to provide some help for her. She drove all the way down from Fall River Mills. And, you know, that makes my day very, very meaningful and fulfilling when I can do that for our veterans and their spouses, and in this case, the daughter of a war veteran. You know, it's a little bit of a smidgen of what we do.
Yeah, I know. You're always the first place I point people to. People send me, as you know, send me email, oh, gosh, what should we do? I said, this is Bob Dunlap. Here's his phone number. And here's his home address. Here's what he looks like. I get photos. And here's his car license. And so you can just wait for him when he comes out of the building if you can't get a hold of him. Of course, kidding about that. But you all have spent, that's your job. You go out and you help the veterans. Stand down. We just had stand down a couple of weeks ago. We did a remote from there. We don't do a lot of remotes. This is one that we thought was important that we do. And we talked to a lot of people that it was helping from. And they were not just from Reading. They were one came up from Sacramento to be able to get the assistance, be able to talk to people. We talked to the city court people there, the traffic division. Everybody there was just outstanding in their attitude and how they wanted to help. And then, of course, talking to the people that put it on. It was uplifting. I mean, yes, there are people there in trouble, but the people that wanted to help them, the volunteers, the way it was organized was just outstanding.
It really was, and uplifting is a good word for it, because it really is trying to help our veterans, give them a hand up, not a hand out. That is the stand down motto this year, and a lot of good people who really care about helping our veterans were out there, and they didn't do it begrudgingly or because they had to do it or their boss told them to be there. They really cared about helping our veterans, and it was just heartwarming to go out there and see those folks giving their time. In a lot of cases, they're volunteering to go out there and help. And some of the success stories from Stand Down, you know, there was 328 veterans that were seen this year compared to
328
compared to 157 last year.
Does that include their families, or is it just the veterans themselves?
Those are the veterans.
Okay, because right. They help families, too.
Yeah, the homeless veterans sometimes have families with them. Yeah,
and they help their dogs and cats.
In this case, we helped.
They did. They helped. They helped animals too.
Yeah, and you're right. It wasn't just Shasta County. These were counties from all over Northern California.
Yeah, they were trucking them in, or I shouldn't say trucking them in, but they were providing transportation.
That's right.
From Tulare County and gosh, where else?
There was seven counties
Trinity.
That participated in the court system alone. And when they first came in, the veterans first registered for Stand Down, they were asked if they had any difficulties with the law, something they needed some help with. And a lot of those folks said, yeah, we really do have some difficulty here. 25 of those folks were able to be helped right there on the spot. Jim Richards, who was the president of North Valley Stand Down, he put them to work right away, doing trash details, security details, something, putting them to work. And then
let them do community service.
That's right. And the judge says, okay, a credit for time served. We're going to call this square and get back on your feet and don't have to duck when a police car comes down the road anymore.
Well, they got their driver's license back in many cases.
Some of them did.
Yes.
Two of the veterans didn't have representation from the stand down here, but Jim put them to work anyway, and he wrote a letter to those counties that didn't have courts here, and they considered that time served as part of their sentence. So really a good success there. And we had, like you said, every specialty you can think of that these folks might need. And we were a little leery there for a while because we didn't have a barber until Friday. And we had a barber from Lakehead that volunteered his services to come down and
cut hair. Yeah, we've talked about that we needed a barber down there.
Wasn't that great, though, because some of the folks come in from under the stars for their annual haircuts and shaves, and they were looking forward to that barber. So it was very nice to see that we had some support with that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, maybe I'll just practice, because I used to give haircuts over when we deploy. I'd always ask this question, are you redeploying in the next 3 weeks? And if the answer was no, then I'd cut their hair. If they said, yeah, I'm going back next week, I said, you probably don't want me to cut your hair because I cut it pretty close. And
you still have the
we had in each
snippers?
One of our each one of our units, our companies had a you know, you get the barber kit, and people would take turns giving each other haircuts. I mean, some people really enjoyed it. Other people, it was like, okay, let's see how short this hair can be. Bob, we got to take a break here. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about Stand Down, but I also want to talk about the Veterans Home. There's something, you know, there's the Veterans Home is almost finished. The only thing we need is money and people to put in it.
Exactly. We have the people.
And staff. Well, we have the people to put it. We need the staff and the money. And tomorrow there's going to be a visit to the Veterans Home from Sacramento, yet nobody around here has been invited. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay, let's talk about that one. You know, I just love talking about this kind of stuff. That let's just see why the higher headquarters is coming here and the people on the ground fighting the battle aren't invited. Carl and the Bot. 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Magical time of year is approaching once again when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA. Serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 8:22 in the morning on this third day of November. 11-3-11. Oh, gosh. 45 degrees downtown at the KCNR studios. We're looking at showers likely today, with the temperatures going up to about 53. So as you're dressing and on your way, you probably want to layer and wrap. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest this morning is Bob Dunlap. Welcome back to the program. And we have a full chat room. Lots of personal messages coming in. And Carl?
Hey, you know, we're going to be talking about the Vets Home, but here's one that's near and dear to our heart, too. Do you have any kind of housing assistance you give to veterans? And what kind is that? We talked a little bit about it before the show started, but let's go into that one first.
You bet.
Because that's something that people need right now, where the Vets Home, which we'll get into, is going to be down the line a little bit.
Yeah, that's one thing that the Shasta County area is woefully inadequate in, is housing right now for our homeless veterans. Although we have made some great inroads to getting that solved. One of those is through a partner of the Veteran Service Office, which is now Faith Works. Faith Works has been very successful in their Francis Court single-parent housing for the last 8 years. got a great success rate. They go through the program. They graduate the program. They're self-sufficient, out on their own, living out in the community. But in the meantime, they're in a housing development just for those single parents that are in need. Well, Colonel Robert Scott, Air Force Colonel, retired, and I talked about 6 months ago about a way we can do that for veterans. And we decided that, that there is a way to do that through some Reading Redevelopment Agency funding and support. And last month, we actually put some money down on a property off of Lake Boulevard that will provide beds for 12 veterans. Now, that's in escrow now. We actually hope to get some support for these folks before Christmas, before the real cold and rainy season. And we're taking names. So if somebody would like to have some housing that's relatively soon, I mean within 30 days possibly, I can take their names at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
What's that phone number?
The phone number is 225-5616, and okay. We're located at 1855 Shasta Street.
Right around the corner from right here at KCNR. If you just keep going down the road, there. You can see it. Look right next to the looks for the flag down there. Hey,
that's the beauty of doing this. Yes. I just want to just make my little insertion here is that you know, this is the beauty of interacting, where you have somebody in need in the chat pack or somebody who knows of somebody in need, and then we have our service director, Bob Dunlap. We're live on the radio. We're able to reach out to our community. We can take care. We as a body of people, I mean, we talk about all, you know, the negatives and the protests, but let's talk about that little morsel, which is us, in the big picture of the sand. And how are we going to help our brothers and sisters? And so that's the beauty of why we get up every day, and what motivates and moves us is this kind of thing that can really help somebody change their lives and give them protection and give them warmth and help them through a time.
Absolutely, hon. Hey, Bob, the other thing too is, you know, that's one thing that's going. Do you have a list like of homes or houses or of housing that people say they've got, you know, a couple dogs or they have like that they could come to you and say, yeah, these places are veteran friendly, or there's a program to help vets get into housing besides what you're talking about?
We sure do. And there's several different housing areas around the Reading area and Red Bluff area that do provide veteran housing and a preference for veterans. Unfortunately, they're full and they just stay full. So we can't wait on the government to provide those opportunities for us. You know, the HUD-VASH vouchers, and of course we got the information from our VA that says, you know, we were glad to announce that Northern California received HUD-VASH vouchers.
And we never got any.
Yeah, never got. Well, they didn't come anywhere north of Chico, and they didn't pay any attention to our need up here. Well, so we can't wait on the government to do that for us. You know, we took that into our own hands to provide some assistance, and through our faith-based nonprofit organization and the people that care about veterans, we're able to make some help available.
What's your phone number?
Yes,
again?
We need to put your number on the chat room. They're inquiring. You know, things go by fast.
You bet.
So let's place that, and they can go back in the archives and
Absolutely.
See that as well.
225-5616. And the address, of course, is 1855 Shasta Street. And we're open 8 to 4, except we do close for lunch. And, boy, I tell you, at 1 o'clock, we get ready to open for lunch. The line is out and down the street a ways because people need some help, and they're coming to our office to look for that help.
Well, you know what? This is, well, it's that time of the year first, and we've got so many veterans coming back from war. And not only that, we've got a million case backlog in the Veterans Administration. You know, we can talk about that, but a million case backlog, and it may be worse than that. Some of the statistics you sent me, where it's like so many thousand a week were going in there. Is there any change to this at all, Bob?
The backlog is continuing to increase. Yesterday's figures, there were 858,000 nationwide backlog on just the claims part of that. That doesn't include the notices of disagreement and the folks that are asking for a higher disability rating. Oakland alone has 28,000 case backlog. 11,000 of those are new claims that haven't been looked at yet. So a third of those haven't even been seen.
And like a 40% of these are over 130 days old. So, I mean, we're talking about a huge amount. And then we're talking about 30,000 veterans a year coming back to California.
Coming back.
And they have canceled the programs for welcoming them back. Is that correct?
I don't know that they canceled any of those programs.
Well, the Welcome Home program, was, I know that was on the chopping block.
A lot of defunding going on for that.
Because we have so many more veterans coming in, yet your all's funding was stayed static this year, or did you get some more?
I stayed static.
And, yeah, you stayed static, even though we've got a bigger caseload here.
Some folks in the last few years were asked to cut. The Veterans Service Office was not cut, but we're doing everything we can with the staff and the funding that we have. And I think yesterday we had our 5,996th claim that was processed. So we're almost the 6,000 active claims point in Shasta County, which is just tremendous. I mean, it is.
Is that this year or?
That is existing claims.
Oh,
those
existing
folks
claims.
That are still working their notices of disagreement, still working the new claims, 6,000 for Shasta County, which is reported to have a veteran population of only 18,000. That's a third of the population with claims. It's usually about 10%.
Well, I would imagine that our veterans population is a lot larger than that. Even though I'm not sure how they could, we talk about it, and it wasn't even in the census this year. You know, it was like, if you were here legally or something. Anyway. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Hey, let's give a big shout-out to Ruth Angel. She has joined up and is helping the Christmas for the troops. Hey, Ruth, thank you so much.
And I think they're going to be talking we're going to take a break right now. When we come back after Fox News, let's talk about the tonight. I think they're going to be doing a major call-in for everybody to pick a date and finalize those. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Relieved markets rallying on word that a deal to tackle Greece's debt problem will likely move forward.
The Associated Press quoting officials close to the Prime Minister saying his proposed referendum is now scrapped because Greece's opposition say they will support the bailouts and cost-cutting currently underway. Prime Minister George Papandreou heading that as great news. Some are calling for his ouster. There is a confidence vote planned in Greece's parliament tomorrow.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin, Europe's financial crisis dominates the G20 summit in Cannes, France, where the president and other world leaders are meeting. And a subpoena greenlighted for White House documents involving failed solar company Solyndra.
Mr. Chairman, on that vote, there were 14 yeas, 9 nays.
The Republican-led House panel just now authorizing the move. The California company received a $500 million federal loan. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to Win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with 1 in 4 adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes each year than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I love it.
Welcome
I know.
Back.
Hey, Bob just pointed to me. I know. I'm laughing in the middle of it. You know what? Pretty soon, you guys, I know, painful as it may be, we're probably going to have a little bit of, you know, the live what goes on in the station here, so you can be chat packing and seeing all the craziness that goes on here at KCNR 1460.
Right.
Welcome back.
8:34
in the morning. That's right.
You're going to have to look at us at the same time you listen to us in the morning here on the via the internet. Okay, it's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Time is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I can't say enough about those guys, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They give you a discount if you're a veteran. You can come in and you look at the magazines, National Geographic and Guns and Ammo and Field and Stream, all those things, fishing magazines, Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? Great haircuts, great conversation, and great people. They support our community.
At the break, something that Bob Dunlap, welcome back to the program again. If you're just tuning in, Bob Dunlap, who is, of course, in charge. And what is your official title?
Veteran Service Officer.
Veteran Service. It meant so much more. Yeah. I mean, it should be like, you know, head of all veterans, good stuff, and good news. Bearer of good news this morning. You just told us there were, what was the number,
328 veterans were seen at the stand down this year.
And I just think this is fascinating and wonderful. It makes me feel really good, and I'm sure Carl too, that there were some jobs, two veterans were placed.
Two veterans actually had gainful employment out of stand down, which really is a wonderful success. Even if one person was helped to get back on their feet, then that's a success. But two, and they're working right now for folks that cared enough to give them a hand up, which is really heartwarming. Very, very good to hear.
Well, you know, something that's near and dear to everybody's heart is this Veterans Home. We've talked about it so many times. You know, the fact is it's almost finished. We were planning on having it opened, but they're going to have to start hiring. They're going to open it up in stages and different phases there as they hired people. But then the money was pulled. So that to the extent of we can't open it up when we're supposed to, it was supposed to be a delay, and then that delay was even pushed back further. So what's the latest on the Veterans Home, Bob?
Well, the latest is there's no change to that status. We lost our administrator, Frank Williams, submitted his resignation. That was effective the 10th of October, and they are looking for a replacement for Frank.
For Frank, because Frank saw that, what? I mean, he's the guy that was heading this whole thing up. I mean, we searched for this guy, right?
And Frank was a wonderful. He was the person for the job. And
why did he quit?
Well, prior to his leaving, the administrator from the Fresno home submitted his resignation. That was in August, and Frank was actually trying to take care of both homes as they were being built. Frank will tell you very right to your face that it was not political. There are those of us that think otherwise, but you know, it's just one of those things that happen with a new administration, and you clean house and get folks that are more in liking, more in keeping with your philosophy. I think Frank was a victim of that. That's my personal opinion. And, of course, I share that with millions of your viewers. But so we're looking for a new administrator. We do have a selected number two in charge, but that has not been announced yet. But there has someone been identified for that position. So the staffing through waivers are starting to come through. a few folks. We're going to have some security out there and some folks to wipe off the cobwebs from the windowsills because there's not going to be residents in there, not going to be staff
in
there
built,
for a while.
We're going to have, by the way, why do you call them buildings instead of builds? Because they're, I mean, they're finished, right? You're not building. Okay, this is another subject. Okay, so we're going to have the building completed. We're going to have everything in it. Nobody in there, so now we're going to have to guard it so that homeless will not come in there and kind of set up shop.
Yeah, and if you've seen the facility in the last couple of days, you would think this is ready to move in. It's,
yeah,
it's just a
beautiful
facility.
Beautiful
the parking lot's there. The landscaping is going in.
Everything but staff and patients.
Yeah,
residents.
Yeah, the building is due for completion on the 20th of January of this coming year. And it essentially will sit idle for a year, as of the current legislation and funding, a year before the residents come in.
A year.
There is some legislation that's pending January vote. It's AB 1422, which will allow the Secretary of California Department of Veterans Affairs to use unappropriated, unused money to staff that earlier. But the soonest that would be money available in July, and then they would have to staff it, and it's really not going to be that much of a of an accelerated pace over what we have right now. So.
Okay, so there's supposed to be a big meeting out there tomorrow, though, right? All the big wigs from Sacramento are going to be out there?
You know, I caught the same thing you did, Carl. It was I got a call from a reporter with the Sacramento Bee, and he asked if I could identify folks that were on a waiting list. I had to tell him there is no waiting list. Folks submit their names to be placed on a future list, but you know we don't have anybody that's on a per se waiting list for the veterans' home. I wasn't invited to it. I don't know of anybody in the community that was invited to that. But
well, you would have thought maybe some of the people that worked really hard on that would have like been invited to it, so they can go out and take photos and beat their chest about a veterans' home that's not open,
or at least get a tour of the building as it's being completed. We have a committee here has done work for years to get this going. But
my gosh, you mean Sacramento is leaving out the local people that have been working on this for so hard?
Perish the thought.
Is this the head of the VA of California?
I don't know who's invited to that. I got cursory information, so I don't know, except that it's the media from Sacramento is involved in it.
I wonder if the media from here is involved in it. I'm getting this look that we always give to people. Then you ask a question, you go.
Well, we just could call Silas Lyons.
Ask Silas
about
it.
Hey, Silas, do you know about this? And let's investigate, because we should be out there.
Well, there should be somebody out there, you would think, from the group here. But then again, it's Sacramento giveth and it taketh away. And speaking of taketh away, we've got to taketh us away to a break. Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio. We're talking about the Veterans Home and just what is going on out there. It's almost finished. We're going to have to put security on it to keep it the way it is, but brand new, because nobody's going to be living in it or working in it for a long time. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. With Carl and Linda Bott.
This is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, November 6th.
As we bring you
Dick Private Detective.
A fast-paced comedy that is so full of double entendre, you'll want to listen twice just to get them all.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Craftsmanship, quality, and guarantee shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Crackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Crackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl and DeBot, this is Free Fire Radio. And yeah, somebody says in the chat back, where's this morning gone? It's 845 already. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Great people working there, great humidor to walk in there, every tobacco accessory you can think of, every coffee accessory you can think of. Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans, of course. I think I may go down there this afternoon. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's cold, and just enjoy myself down there for an hour or so. I think it's a great place to go and hang out at. Okay, our guest, Bob Dunlap. But before we get to Bob, I want to talk about Classic Cafe. You know, this is kind of like our own personal announcement here for Millie and Kathy. Classy Cafe at 2427 Athens Avenue. They are going to have, once a month, they have their big dinner. And it's going to be this Friday, tomorrow. And it's going to be like American. They have like Greek and they'll do Italian, all this. But this is going to be American. And it's everything from liver and onions to catfish to meatloaf, fried chicken, Yankee pot roast, pork roast, hand-cut New York steak, and you can have homemade bread pudding or apple pie for dessert. Also features a variety of beers and wines, which always appeals to Bad Bob. That's the Classy Cafe, 2427. I tell you what, you walk in there, and it looks like a mini veterans museum. Because everything, you got all these photos on the wall. You've seen it, Bob.
Yeah.
And it's just, and they have a regular meetings of the World War II vets there. And by the way, those regular meetings, don't say anything about being unhappy with the government. You know, you seniors out there. Anyway, it starts at 5 p.m. and it goes to 9 p.m. on Friday. Kathy and Millie. All right, Bob, a lot of things going on. We talked about the vet's home. God knows what's going to happen with that. But there's a lot of things going on. It's veterans, you know, we got the parade Saturday and a lot of other things going on. Let's talk about that.
Parade Saturday, the largest Veterans Day parade in the state.
Is it the state? I think you're probably right.
It is.
I think you're absolutely right. We have the largest parade in the entire state of California, if you can believe this, my friends, right here in the city of Shasta Lake.
Absolutely. And I tell you, the folks in Shasta County, and especially up in for that Veterans Day parade, they show their support for veterans. And they'll be out there, rain or shine, and sunny, windy, doesn't matter. They're going to be out there and they'll salute our veterans when they pass
by. It's a great little city. I mean, they have that 9/11, which is great also. I mean, you know, their ceremony there. Okay, now they're going to have like 170, is it, how many, 120?
170
entries in this parade. They're going to be honoring, of course, all the veterans, World War II, Korea, and all. They all have special, you know, their own cars. They're going to have marching bands. They're going to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard are going to be leading this parade. And, of course, they'll be on tomorrow morning. And we'll be talking to that gang of ruggedly handsome warriors of the sea. And Linda's very happy on those days. She makes sure that she's here talking to those guys. The other things are going on. We have next week, we have the Marine Corps birthday.
That's right, the 10th of November.
That's right. And there's going to be a Marine Corps ball that night. We'll talk about that later on. The next day, of course, is Veterans Day. and a lot of stuff going on there.
A lot of stuff happening next week, and in Shasta County on Tuesday will proclaim that week as Veterans Week in Shasta County. And this is a very traditional thing that Shasta County does to honor our veterans. And so we traditionally have a proclamation that's read and presented to a veteran service organization of some sort during that the Board of Supervisors meeting. This year it's going to be presented to the North Valley Stand Down, and Jim Richard and his team have done just wonderful things for our veterans, not just on Veterans Day or the Stand Down, but all through the year. They provide Army surplus clothing, blankets, rucksacks, just those things that they might need to be able to survive. And Stand Down takes care of those folks. So this year the proclamation will be presented to North Valley Stand Down.
Great.
And then, of course, on Tuesday.
Well, you know what I try to do is, I you know, they've got some stuff down there that they give away. What I like to do is, you know, like a parachute bag. If they've got it, I'll give a donation for that, yeah. And I'll buy one of those because I keep a lot of stuff in parachute bags.
That's great. And you mentioned Thursday, the Marine Corps birthday. Well,
right. Hoorah.
In the morning on Thursday will be the unveiling of the sculptures at the Veterans Service Office. Now, this is a non-government money venture that was put together by a committee of about six people, including yourselves. Thank you for being on the committee and ramrodding this thing.
Right.
We were honored.
I'll tell you, there's two folks that submitted their veterans' unique sculptures and presentations. And they were approved. We found funding largely through the Shasta Community Regional Foundation, but other donations, fundraisers, and with no taxpayers' dollars, there are some two very unique, wonderful veteran sculptures that will be unveiled at noon on the 10th.
That's right, and November 10th at noontime at the Veterans Service Office.
Right.
Can't wait to see it, and we're going to be there. And then, of course, on Veterans Day itself, there's things going out at IGO. They have a number of different events and ceremonies, but I know IGO starts I think at 10:55 in the morning.
Right, 10:55 for the 11 o'clock, of course, right. the hour. Shasta College has moved their ceremony to deconflict with the Veterans Cemetery, so there's a ceremony at Shasta College, and there's a lot of folks that this time just honor the veterans.
Do you have a list of everything that's going on, Bob?
I can get that to you.
Could you do that, please? If you get us a list like that, and we'll put it up on the website and so people can look at it on all of our websites. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. Bob Dunlap's our guest here today, our Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And it's an apropos, you know, guest, because we're at that time of the year where we need to start thinking of, if you're not already, and I'm sure you are, thinking about those men and women that are up there on that wall, that rough group of people that keep us safe. And we've got some other things that we're planning on also besides Christmas for the Troops that we'll be talking to people about too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You know, Bad Bob, I cannot figure you out, okay? You know, sometimes you let music run for 843 seconds. Other times you cut it off right away.
Well, it depends on whether it's instrumental or vocal.
Well, but this one we've let play before for 10 seconds before, and I love that song. Today you let it play for 2 seconds.
Mm, sounded like you had something to launch right off on.
What? No.
Hey, guys, we really appreciate you getting into the chat pack. I don't know why I've been – I'm sorry about all the misspellings and the – I can't see what I'm writing in Safari. So when I click on and try to do the spelling check, I just want you to know it sounds like scrambled brain. Looks like scrambled brain. Thanks for being patient. Maybe I was banned. Maybe somebody banned me and I don't even know it.
Maybe you banned yourself from the chat room.
I don't know.
Indie guy. Look, Indie guy, here's finally a chat room you can't get banned from. We ban ourselves from it. All right. Hey, our guest is Bob.
By the click of a button.
Yeah. Our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We talked about the Veterans Home, and I'm very, very, I'm upset about what's going on with that, as everybody should be. We've got money for all these other strange things in this state. And yet we keep going on in these initiatives and spending more money, and yet we don't have the money. We don't have the money to spend. Okay. So, and yet we continue to give money away to people here, I'll just say it, illegally. We are people that are making lifestyle decisions as opposed to working as many people do and trying to make ends meet and all that. And we're not taking care of veterans, which is, to me, is one of our highest priority, is taking care of veterans. Okay, we talked about all the neat things that are happening. We're talking about how the North County Stand Down, is getting well-deserved recognition here. What else we have going, Bob?
Well, we talked a little bit about our office and the things that we're doing, the milestones that we've reached. I did mention that we're almost at the 6,000 claim point. In the first 3 months of this fiscal year, benefits to veterans have exceeded the $2 million point, which means those folks that have put in a claim for a shrapnel wound or a bullet wound or I fell off the back of my deuce and a half in Korean War, my leg still isn't right. We put the claim in. Those claims are coming back approved. And, traditionally we run about $1 to $1.5 million a year in benefits. Last year it was up at the 3.9. We're looking at $5 million this year.
So for the work that you do here, if the $3.9 million worth of earned benefits come back to this county.
That's right. That's right. Those are dollars in the pockets of our veterans and spouses in Shasta
County.
Who
then turn and spend it here.
They spend it here, and we figure that money, if you conservatively figure that money rolls around 3 times in Shasta County before it goes outside, talking an impact of $15 million in Shasta County. That's it's just a wonderful benefit for the county for a tax base, but really it's a way that their country is showing that they still honor the sacrifice of those veterans.
And again, these are not given to the veterans. These are benefits earned.
Yeah.
And through their service to the country. Injuries, wounds.
Just the service out there.
Just the service, yeah. You know, of if retiring, you know, if they've retired medically or just retired after 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. These are things, these are benefits that they've earned. And, you know, to have people say, well, you know, they got such a great deal. Well, they've got a great deal. That's what you call it, a great deal. It takes people 20 years to get benefits that the government denies them.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Carl, the folks that I really see that in is that the widows that have just buried their veteran husband, and on the way out the office they say, well, I just really didn't realize that this was available, and this it's no cost. And I said, no, there is a cost, and your husband paid for it.
That's right.
And through his service.
That was paid up front.
Absolutely. Paid in full, and thank you very much for your services. And this is a way that your country can show that they care about his service. And that really makes a big difference, I think. They see it in a different light. The same thing with that 10% bullet injury they got 50 years ago that's now starting to bother them. Their country shows their thanks by providing that
benefit. I've got friends that were injured, and they said, well, I didn't go down. I mean, it doesn't hurt me that much. I said, and they're young men. They're in their late 20s, early 30s. I go, give yourself 30 years.
Yeah.
And those injuries that you picked up back then are going to, trust me, are going to be, come on back.
Let's go Saturday. And we
will be there at the
show our thanks and our honor and honor our veterans.
That's right.
Hey, Saturday Bob morning, Veterans Fair. Thank you, Bob Dunlap.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the United States Mounted Color Guard, Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard on the show.
Hoorah.
We're going to be talking more about what's going on over at your place, too. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.